Pot Radio Network is pleased to present Encounter, a public service program here on KSIV that spotlights local Christian events and provides information and resources to enrich your lives. And now, your Encounter host, Judy Redlich.
At the age of 12, Stephanie and Brian's son, Bodie, had a major bicycle accident, which changed their family's lives forever. I hope that Stephanie's story will encourage you to trust in the Lord no matter what the situation. Let's see what God did to take this experience and use it for His glory. I'm Judy Redlich. This is Encounter. Stephanie, welcome.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Stephanie, share your story. What happened?
My son was actually riding a dirt bike, and in the midst of riding, he waved at a neighbor and went off track. And when he did go off track, he went into a ditch, and it was a rocky ravine. And when he went into the ditch, he went headfirst over the bike into the rock. So neighbors came to the help, and then they contacted us to come. And out of all of it, he was airlifted to Children's Hospital in Atlanta. And from there, we didn't know, what all was going to be wrong. Once we met him at the hospital, they did tell us that he did not have any internal bleeding, but he did have a really bad head injury, a traumatic brain injury, and then also he had some broken bones and some nerve damage. And we weren't sure if he was going to walk or talk when he woke up. So that was the start of the 4th of July a few years ago when he was 12 years old.
Wow. So what did you and Brian do?
Well, thankfully, our neighbors were great. They came together and they helped us. My sister was actually staying with us for the weekend, and I do have a younger daughter, and she was able to be there with my daughter, and we just took off for the hospital. We took off not knowing, because he was airlifted, what he would be like when we got there. So obviously we started praying, and we just asked God to take, all the worry away, to be with him, to heal him if anything was wrong. And when we arrived, we were able to get, some good news that he would not have to have any surgery and there was nothing internally.
Wow, that was amazing.
Yeah, that was a miracle in itself because, how bad the wreck was. And they did say, he was wearing a helmet. So the helmet did save his life because of the state that the helmet was in when they found him.
Where did you go from there, Stephanie?
Well, it was a few years prior when we did join Samaritan Ministries International. And that's kind of where we went from that point because we did not have traditional insurance. The scary part was, first of all, how he was doing and how were we going to get him the help he needed from the ambulance to the helicopter to the 5 days of intensive care, to the ongoing physical therapy he was going to need for the next 6 months to a year. So we reached out to Samaritan Ministries and they just started praying with us and ensuring us they were going to take care of us through this process. And they did exactly what they told us they would do. They started negotiating bills for us with all the different companies, with the hospital, and not only just the bill part of it, but basically, sharing our burdens and praying with us and then receiving care and financial aid from members from across the country was just a blessing. And I just don't see that happening with traditional insurance.
So where is Bodie today?
Bodie is celebrating his 16th birthday next week. He is playing football, lacrosse, which we never dreamed possible that he would be back on the field, especially with a contact sport.
Wow.
Fully healed.
Did that scare you when he went back to doing contact sport?
Yes. The first, and I told him, I said, we're going to do exactly what the doctors tell us to do, because I really thought they would tell us that he would never play again, mainly because of his head injury. And, he was pretty devastated. I didn't know what was worse, telling him he couldn't play or knowing, that he had something long-term that he had to deal with, but he went 6 months of rehab for walking and his collarbone, and then we went back for his 6 month checkup for his brain injury, and they said they couldn't tell that he had had even a concussion.
Amazing.
So it was hard that first day when he went back, and he was still in middle school at the time, and it was his middle school football team. And when he was out there training with them all summer, just there and supporting them, and you know, just being there to be part of the team. And the day he went back when they started hitting for the first time was pretty hard. You know, we just had to say, faith over fear. We just cannot, you know, we can't do this on our own. And if this is what's meant to be, it's meant to be. And he's been playing now for the past 3 years.
And you got involved in an interesting endeavor that probably is continuing to change your life. Tell us about the Miracle League.
Well, the Miracle League is my real passion. And what we do is we provide baseball opportunity for individuals with special needs. This is the nonprofit and ministry that I actually work for as a vice president of operations. And I've been a part of that for many, many years. And the connection with Miracle League and Samaritan Ministries is because I am self-employed and a contractor, you know, insurance was always a difficult thing for us. So Samaritan Ministries has allowed me to work in my mission and my passion of bringing sports to kids with special needs. I grew up playing sports. My kids play sports. It's just been a part of our lives, and the transition that it does to kids as they grow up and all the things that they learn from organized sports really hit home for me when I found out there's a whole population out there that doesn't have that opportunity. So I was able to join the Miracle League endeavor 20-some years ago, and we've now built 350 Miracle Leagues across the country. We're in most every state and a few countries internationally as well. So we've seen it grow, and just the benefit of what, you know, these kids are experiencing, these families are experiencing. So my position is where I come in and help if a community wants to build a Miracle League. I consult with them and help them with best practices and how to make that happen.
Maybe some parents are listening and saying, my child has the dream of playing baseball. How would you help them start?
They could go to MiracleLeague.com and contact me directly, Stephanie@MiracleLeague.com. You can find my phone number on there, my cell phone or my office number and my email. They can contact me whether they want to play, volunteer, or build their own Miracle League in their own community. We will help them either find a local league or help them with ideas on how to establish one.
And this is baseball.
It is baseball, but in most communities, it has branched out to other sports as well.
You know, I remember when I was in first grade and the recess, we had first, second, and third grade, and I went through the Lutheran school system, and the teachers found a way that I wasn't always the last one picked for the team because I am visually impaired, and they always put me with a runner who would also help me bat. So I was not the one that was the last to be chosen on a team after that. And I was so excited about that. So I think the Miracle League is a great idea.
Yeah, we do. We have a lot of kids and adults with different disabilities, visual impairments, everything from, you know, autism spectrum to ADD, Down syndrome, spina bifida. Our motto is that the Miracle League is open for all ages and all abilities.
How has your faith been increased and strengthened since this accident with Bodie?
Well, looking back, you just think, how did I do it, you know, without the strength of God and our, you know, family and friends praying for us through that? Just the miracle that he's alive today, and the miracle that, you know, he's being able to do the things that every teenager wants to do, is play sports and have fun with his friends. And just looking back, you know, through that process, I can see, you know, how close we got. And not just me and my husband, Brian, but my kids as well, to get to experience it and, you know, really see what could have happened and where we are today. I always say there are certain things in life that teach us, and that we see that if you do this, how do you believe that there's not a God? Or if you experience this, how do you believe that there's not a God? So that's quite the experience that me and my husband had. our faith was very strong before it, but I think it's now brought our family even closer.
What would you say to parents who are listening, our grandparents or friends of families they know that have had terrible accidents? And what would you say to them concerning the Lord and their lives?
I would just say never give up. During the hard times is when we learn the most and when we grow the most. And I would just say don't give up. Keep your eyes focused. I always tell my kids every morning and every night, no matter what we're going through, keep your eyes up. And if we keep our eyes up, then we know that he'll bring us through. And just to keep the faith and never give up. And one day you will look back and see where, how he worked throughout the whole tragedy.
God is amazing, isn't he? And he always takes the worst and brings it for his glory if we trust him and look to him, doesn't he, Stephanie?
Absolutely.
Stephanie is vice president of the national programs with the Miracle League. Stephanie, how many kids do you think that you've helped through the Miracle League?
I would say over the years, we've probably experienced, been involved with 100 or hundreds of thousands of families and individuals, and it's growing by the day. We're receiving calls every single day. So it's just a blessing to be a small part of the growth and where God has taken our Miracle League organization as well.
And how can people reach the Miracle League?
MiracleLeague.com.
And what ages do you serve?
All ages and all abilities.
All ages. So if someone's 52 and yep. has a disability, you would serve them and help them get into a league?
Yes, and each league is structured a little bit different, but the majority of our service adults, we have senior citizens that participate in our programs in many cities.
Really? So I guess mm-hmm. you need volunteers to help out too, Stephanie. What would they
do? We do. Yes, every player that plays Miracle League has a one-on-one buddy. So all these communities are looking for volunteers to be buddies with the kids and to help run game days, to help awareness, fundraising. There's a spot for anybody that would like to get involved, even just come and watch a game and sit in the stands and cheer the kids on.
Stephanie, thank you so much for sharing your story. Stephanie Davis has been my guest. She's the vice president of national programs with the Miracle League. And if you'd like more information, you can go to MiracleLeague.com. Hey, I'm Judy Redlich. Thanks for joining me for Encounter. And Stephanie, thanks so much for being my guest.
Thank you for having me and sharing our story.
If you've listened to me at any time at all, or you've been friends with me, you know that I love to help people tell their story. Another thing I enjoy doing is helping people find their highest potential. If you're in a life's rut and you just can't figure out how to get past your stuck place, a life coach like me could help. Let me walk with you through your journey of transition. I'm a Christian life coach, and to find out more about my coaching, go to my coaching page at judyredlich.com or email me at jredlichspeaks@gmail.com. Okay, sweetheart, I've turned on the nightlight, and here's Teddy.
Grandma, I love it when you tuck me in. You're my best friend. Don't ever leave me. I love you.
Electronic Caregiver helps seniors maintain independence and safety at home with their medical alert system. The smart wristband provides telehealth, medication reminders, and personalized messages. If an emergency occurs, loved ones can call for help by pushing the button. More information from Cheryl Wilson at 314-312-0034.
Check out more of Judy's interviews at judyredlich.com. That's JUDYREDLICH.com. Or email her at judyredlichspeaks@gmail.com. Friend her on Facebook, connect with her on LinkedIn.